Hi, this is Elaine. Welcome to the Imagine Momcast. Today, we're going to be talking about how women's brains work. And this might be scary for some of you. I'm just giving you a warning because women's brains are kind of crazy. So I'm going to jump right in. I was actually reading the book For Women Only by Shanti Feldham. I think that's how you say her last name. I also, after I listened to that, listened to For Men Only, which I guess technically I wasn't really supposed to since it's for men, but I was curious as to what she said about women. And there's a chapter in there that was really eye-opening for me, and I think it will be for you too, in terms of feeling overwhelmed, because I hear this repeated from women over and over and over and over. They say things like, I feel like I'm just spread so thin. I feel like I'm not accomplishing anything in any area. I feel like I'm failing in all the different areas. I feel like when I'm doing one thing in my mind, I should be doing something else. And then when I'm doing that other thing in my mind, I feel like I should be doing the thing I was just doing. Like I'm feeling so much mom guilt, overwhelm, or doesn't even have to be mom, but like if you're a woman, you know, just like you're not concentrating ever, and you're never concentrating on the right things. And I can absolutely relate, and just had a friend text me this week with the same issue and talked to several others who repeated the same things. So this is why. I mean, this chapter that Shanti wrote in For Men Only about women was so helpful. Let me see if I can figure out which chapter it was. I don't remember exactly. I think it might be chapter 7, but if you pick up the book, you can thumb through and see. But basically, she was talking about how women's brains are like a computer with all the tabs open and pop-ups going on all the time. So women have all these different things they're thinking about at once. The example she gave was a woman who was sitting at her computer. She's working on something for her business. At the same time, she's thinking, oh, I got to remember to get that roast out of the oven. At the same time, she's thinking, oh man, I really need to check on the kids in the backyard. And then at the same time, she's also thinking about the fight she had with her husband that morning and hoping that everything's going to be okay. And then on top of that, she's got these pop-ups going off, like a kid is coming in to ask her for something, or her husband is asking her for something, or someone from work is on the Slack channel. You know, like there's just so much going on at one time, and she doesn't have the ability very well to close these channels. So the opposite example they gave was for the man in the same situation where he's thinking, okay, I'm working on this for work. Oh, I need to check on the kids. Well, he files that away and says, okay, I'll check on them in 5 minutes. And he closes that window and he focuses on the thing that he's doing. And for women, it's just really difficult to close the windows. I've been really thinking about this, and I want to give you some super practical advice on how to kind of, first of all, just handle this. You know, how do you handle all these windows being open at the same time? Now, before I get to the gold, which I hope is really going to be helpful for you, I want to just remind you, if you haven't already, to make sure to pick up my book, which is Mom of Six Dies Laughing: How to Ditch Overwhelm and Mom Guilt, Feel More Connected and Empowered, and Have More Fun. It's on Amazon, and the easiest way to get to it is actually to go to my website, which is imaginemom.com. That's with an E at the beginning instead of an I. imaginemom.com/book. And there's a link there to get it on Amazon. It's funny and humorous, totally relatable. You will absolutely relate to everything I say in there. I'm a mom of six, so man, I have seen it all. And so I know that you will totally appreciate that. So if you're a mother of children 12 and under, it'll be super practical. If you're a mom who's got older kids or had kids at one time, you will just totally relate to all the stories and laugh your head off, and will want to pass it on to somebody you know who has younger kids. So make sure you pick that up today, imaginemom.com/book. All right, now for the gold. Okay, first of all, my number one or advice to you, sorry, I had to think of the right word there, would be to create a schedule. Okay, the thing that schedules do is it just makes you feel like less guilty. Because you think to yourself, okay, at 2 o'clock, I'm supposed to be doing this. So if I'm not doing this other thing, then it's okay. And so I think that helps you to focus on one of those windows a little bit more. You may have still have some windows on your brain computer going on in the background, but I feel like it takes some of the pressure off. So I would absolutely suggest to make a schedule. Make a schedule for your day, your week. Honestly, making a schedule for your year is also super helpful because then you can say, okay, I know at this weekend I'm doing this thing, or this night I'm doing this thing, or we're going to save our money to go on this vacation, and that's okay. Like, it's okay to spend the money for that. It just takes some pressure off, takes some of the guilt off, and definitely on the daily, it's super, super helpful. So make a schedule. Now, I said make a schedule first, but actually you probably, before you make the schedule, should prioritize your goals and priorities. Now, I gave you the schedule advice first because to me, when someone says schedule, it's like, I can breathe again. Okay, now I know if I just sit down and figure this out, I'm gonna just feel a load lifted off. One more note about a schedule. Some people really like a very specific schedule, and some people like more of a loose, just like routine. So either one of those is good, but set that up. Okay, before you do it, prioritize your goals and your priorities. So what I mean by this is this kind of falls into two camps. Goals, I feel like, are more specific and maybe more measurable. So this could be like, my goal is to have a $2 million company, or my goal is to make, you know, $70,000 in my job this year, or my goal is to clean out the garage, or my goal is to get my kitchen cabinetry painted, or something like very specific and measurable. A priority is less measurable. It would be more something like, I want to spend special time with each of my kids each day, or I want to make sure at least once a week I have special time with my husband where we have, you know, a block of time to just hang out together. It could be something like, I want to make sure that I touch base, you know, once a week with an extended family member over the phone, you know, something, maybe it's a less measurable, maybe it's more relational. I feel like if you're especially in a season of your life where you're working with kids, it's very difficult to say, I'm going to have my kid potty trained by 2 years old. I mean, that may or may not happen because in the reality, you're not actually in charge of that necessarily. Obviously, you have a huge influence over it, but that child is going to have to cooperate. So I think that goals have to be like very specific, but sometimes those priorities can be a little more loose. It could be more like, okay, I want to have my kid potty trained by 2, but if that doesn't happen, we're at least going for 3, you know? So a little more loose, especially when it delves into the area of relationship, but set those up, because if you set those up first, then that helps you with your schedule and that helps you with prioritizing what's really the most important to you so that those things don't get missed in the details. Okay, so what are the things that should be like on this schedule, or the things that should be prioritized? Okay, first of all, obviously time sensitive stuff. So, I mean, if you just have to get this form in for your kid's school by tomorrow, then you just have to do it. So time sensitive stuff obviously goes on the schedule and on your list, your task list, which is another way to, you know, get down in the nitty gritty of prioritizing what's important each day. Next, what starts your day off right? I have a neighbor, she gets up and she reads her Bible and drinks coffee every morning and has quiet time. And if she doesn't do that, it really has a major effect on her day. She has kids that are pretty high maintenance, and there's just been a lot going on with them. And so emotionally and with school and everything else. So she just really needs that time to focus in on God and just like kind of get herself prepared for the day. She's like spiritually centered, and then everything else gets better from there. I personally could never do that. If I got up and tried to read something, I would just go back to sleep. Coffee or no coffee. I mean, I can drink coffee at like 9:30 at night and still go to bed. So that would not help me at all. What really is good for me is to get up and to exercise. If I get up and exercise, then I feel energized. I feel like I've accomplished something. I get my serotonin up. I feel like whether I'm going to lose weight or not, at least my body feels better. I feel like a little more, you know, stronger, a little more put together, you know, all those things. So that is really, really helpful for me to get up and exercise. And once I do that, then I can put on an, you know, audio of the Bible and cook breakfast or whatever, and then kind of center myself more like in my mind, like mentally and spiritually. But that is what's really good for me. So think about what really starts your day off right. Is it getting up with the kids and snuggling and watching a cartoon for 30 minutes and then making breakfast? Like, is that really, you know, good for you? Or do you need to like get up, take a shower, get your makeup on and kind of, you know, get yourself going? You know, don't neglect these more important things like the spiritual things or the relational things, but those could always be added in later. But think about what really helps you start your day off right. Okay, that's number two. So the first thing was time-sensitive things. Second, what starts your day off right? Third, what gets you to the next level? Or alternatively, what makes you feel accomplished? So if you're in a stage in your life where you want to create something, like let's say you want to start your own business, or let's say you want to level up in your job, or maybe you want to start like a side gig, you know, something where you need to think bigger about what's possible. In that case, you might need to write down a goal like, I am going to sell $1,000 worth of my, you know, creative product this month. And then when you put that down, now when you think about your schedule or your task list or what's, you know, important, you need to think about what is really the most important things to get you there. I don't know about you, but I am like the queen of squirrel. Oh, I want to go do this. Oh, I want to go do that. Oh, this looks cool. Oh, this could be awesome. But it's not really helping me get where I want to go. So think about those important goals and then have that be reflected in that schedule that you create and in those task lists that you write down. Secondly, you might be in a season in your life, or maybe this is just another part of your life where, again, especially if you're dealing with kids or your husband or relationships, friends, or people in your life, it may be just more about what makes you feel accomplished. Cause like, just for example, like at the time in my life when I was at home with little kids, like, okay, it's not like creating like some of these goals wasn't necessarily very practical because the main priority is just helping my children every day. So I didn't necessarily have like super measurable goals at that time, but I would have things that make me feel accomplished. Like, you know, like I got up and I cleaned the house for 15 minutes in the morning, like something like that where, or, you know, I went for a mile run or something like that, where it just makes you feel like, okay, no matter what else happens this day, you know, I've accomplished something. And no matter where you are, I think you could have both of these. So like right now, I would like to, I have specific goals I'd like to level up to. And those things might be like, for example, even, you know, when I had a bunch of kids at home, I did a triathlon. So when I did that, then I knew that every day in the schedule had to be that I had to do these certain things to exercise in order to accomplish my goal. At the same time, you know, that was helping me feel accomplished. And it was, and there may have been other things in my life, like, you know, keeping my bed made or things like that, that made me feel accomplished while at the same time I was scheduling in these things that helped me to level up. So I would say those two things, things that help you to level up and complete your goals, and then also things that make you feel accomplished each day. So work that into your schedule. And then the fourth thing is relationships. So it's sometimes easy to kind of schedule these out, especially when you just have so much pulling on you. I mean, when you, you know, say like the kids want you, but the house is just a mess. Or let's say that you work all day, you come home at 5, you have to cook. I mean, by the time you get everybody, you know, taken care of, it's like all you want to do is just fall into bed. So relationships do need to be a priority and do need to be part of the schedule. So think about how that might fit in. You know, once a week I go out to dinner with my husband, or maybe we just sit on the couch and watch a movie, or, you know, watch football together or something. Or with the kids, you know, for me, I have 6. So my goal is like just once a week to do something special with them, or just to touch base with them, because I actually have some adult children now too. So they're not all even at home. So, and that's good. I feel like that is a good accomplishment. There's some other things I'd like to do, like maybe having like a family get together once every couple months, you know, something like that, to make sure that we, you know, that it doesn't just get lost in the shuffle. So think about those four things, things that are time sensitive, what you want to do to start your day off right, what gets you to the next level or makes you feel accomplished, and also relationships when you're doing the schedule. So there's my like really practical, I hope this makes you feel better. And then you can, when you're on the computer of your brain, you can close some of those windows at least for a little while and focus a little bit more and also feel a little bit more accomplished. Okay. All that said, and there's your like really practical, you know, I can't think of the word. I'm having like 45-year-old pre-menopausal brain today, so please forgive me. A couple little things I just want to add on at the end as bonuses. You know what? If you don't stick to this all the time, in my mind, I have this like 75% rule. If I stick with this 75% of the time, then I'm way farther ahead than I was before. So cut yourself some slack. There's just going to be things that come up that derail you, and just let it be okay. Like if you just, you know, stick with it most of the time, it's going to be awesome. Also, sometimes there's just things that you'll never really get done without accountability. We have a group where it's a 4-month group. We're in month 1 right now, where we actually report in on text every day with our points for some specific habits that we wanted to do each day. And then also we have one goal that we try to accomplish each month, and we have to report in when we finally finish it. And we get like a certain amount of points for that. So that is really helping a lot of us with some things that maybe it's harder to get accountability for. So I would absolutely recommend this. Do it with some friends, things like spiritual time or saying nice things to your kids or spending special time with your husband, things that, you know, you're probably not going to have anybody else being accountable to help you get this accomplished. I would suggest that, because accountability is super helpful. Thankfully you have accountability in the workplace. So a lot of times that's really great. Sometimes you have accountability like when you're volunteering or in another organization, but for some of these other things, you might need a mentor or a group to really help you stay on track. Thirdly, belief. Oh man, that's so huge. I could do like a whole nother thing on that, but believing that you can accomplish these things is huge. And either you have to believe it, or you need somebody else in your corner that kind of believes it for you. And that really, really helps. So work on that belief, either in yourself or with a partner. Somebody that's like cheering you on is super helpful. And fourthly, connection. I think kind of a lot of the things I've already said is about, you know, making known to your friends some of these things that you're trying to accomplish and just kind of helping each other out to get there. So a few bonuses. I hope it helps you. I hope you have an awesome day in Jesus, and We will see you next week.